Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the law is happy. That is from Proverbs 29, verse 18. I found it in the King James Version. Happy New Year. Welcome to Orphans No More. Can you believe we are in a new month, a new year, and a whole new decade? I can't, but hang on, here we go. Today, I'm joined by my friend and assistant director here at Justice for Orphans, Kathy Seawock.
Hello. So happy to be here today.
I'm happy to have you on the podcast with me again. We did an interview with Kathy several months ago, but today we were going to talk about something fun and special, and we're going to get to that. It's a little bit different from what we normally do, but hang on. We think that you're going to enjoy what we're going to talk about today. I had Kathy here with me because she creates all of our communications and graphic designs, and she keeps me in line. She's organized. She keeps me on task, which, you know, she needs a lot of help. I need a lot of help keeping me straight. So she's kind of whooping me into shape with all of that. So Kathy's on the show today, and we're going to talk about organizing and not cleaning your closets, organizing, but getting your time and setting your goals and having a vision, that kind of setting goals. We're going to ready, set, goal. That's what we're talking about today. So before we begin, I do need to share with you about our 2020 vision campaign, something we're very excited about. You may know that JFO launched Care Portal in two Capital Region counties here in New York. Back in November 2018, we started in Schenectady County. And in October 2019, just a few months ago, we launched in Albany County. So far, over 530 Capital Region children in crisis have been served by local churches using our Care Portal platform. We are thrilled with that impact. We have a goal to launch Care Portal in at least one new Capital Region county in 2020. We're praying about which county is next. Maybe it's going to be Greene County or Columbia County, maybe even Rensselaer County. We're trusting the Lord to open the door to that county, and we're trusting him in his timing. But in order to do that, whenever the time comes, we need the funding to do it. And you can help us help more local children and families with a $20 monthly gift, just 20 bucks a month. We've said before that if 80 people committed to a $20 per month gift, we would have enough to launch two counties, maybe Greene and Columbia. $20 a month is the equivalent of a $240 gift. So maybe you're in a position to give a gift all at once, but those small monthly gifts have a huge impact. Folks have been sending in some checks for $240. Some folks have been sending in their $20 monthly pledge or signing up online to do a $20 automatic gift per month. Please pray and consider partnering with JFO. You can give safely and securely online at justicefororphansny.org. If you'd like to mail a check-in, you can find our address on our website. Thank you for considering. And now we want to get into what we're going to talk about today. We want to inspire you to set some goals. Like I said before, we're calling this episode Ready, Set, Goal. And Kathy and I are both personally setting some goals. We've been hard at work doing that and setting some goals for Justice for Orphans. And I'm going to give a little bit of history on JFO for those of you that might not know it, because when we go back and see that all that God has done, we're just amazed and blown away by what God has done in and through this ministry. Back in, I think it was 2012, Mary Slager, another adoptive mom, and myself had a heart to rally the church for the orphan and the foster child. We started by hosting a local adoption conference, and that became an annual event. Then we added an annual foster care conference, which became an annual event as well. This podcast that you're listening to actually started out as a radio show on WDCD, a Christian talk radio station out of Albany. They're no longer on the air. So now we are just in the podcast format, which has really given us a broader reach and greater traction. Over the years, God clarified our vision to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27, to care for orphans, vulnerable children, foster kids. We were doing pretty well with inspiring and educating the church, but we were feeling like we really needed some help equipping churches. And that's when God led us to Care Portal a couple of years ago. And Care Portal really became a game changer for our organization. JFO is a small volunteer-run organization. In fact, in 2018, just 2 years ago, our total annual donation income, which by donations, the only way we actually get income, right, Kathy? We've got individuals and churches and businesses who sew into JFO. That's how we get our income. And in 2018, our total income was $13,000. And we were like, wow, this is amazing. Every year it's gone up and here we are. We thought, that was huge. And it was at the time. But when we launched Care Portal in that first county in Schenectady in November of 2018, so as 2018 came to a close, we clearly saw the need to strategize and to set goals and to have a serious plan on how we were going to manage and grow this whole Care Portal aspect of the ministry. So for our 2019 budget, we took a huge step of faith, right? And we set a budget of $54,000. We broke it all down to the line items, everything that would be needed to do it all, $54,000. We were like, this would be a total God thing to go from $13,000 to $54,000. It was crazy, but we stepped out in faith and did it, and we trusted the Lord and just kept taking the steps that he had us take. And our actual income exceeded the budget goal. Through God's provision and your generous support, we received over $60,000 in donations in 2019. Blew our goals right out of the water. God just did an amazing thing there. We added Albany County to our Care Portal network. That was one of our other goals in 2019. Now we have a goal to add at least one new Capital Region County in 2020. And with that plan, we had to step out in faith again. So our 2020 budget that we've set is $80,000. So we're going to see what God does with that. We're trusting him. He can even exceed that. We have faith in that. A majority of the funding is for providing the Care Portal platform, managing it, and growing the Care Portal network throughout the Capital Region. It's a lot of work, but it is worth it. Like I said before, we've had over 530 local children served. It's all about the kids. The lives of children and families are being changed through the churches using this Care Portal platform. We want to continue to have that impact here in New York. So we're setting some goals and we're seeking God for the vision for 2020. And we want to invite you to come along and do the same. I opened the show with Proverbs 29 verse 18 because of the importance of having a vision, setting goals and focusing on priorities. Now, you might not perish without creating a vision board. I just created my very first one with Kathy's help, but you will be less productive and less successful with your goals if you don't have a plan. So Kathy and I want to invite you into our goal setting and vision board planning to inspire you to set some goals of your own, to have some vision and be successful in whatever God is calling you to do. Before we begin, I call this ready, set, goal. So to get ready, the first thing we need to start with is prayer. Seek God's heart for your calling, the vision he has for you, his plan for you for this year, but also what he would have for you to do each day and each week. Kathy and I have met together. We do that. We've made some plans. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And we want his purposes to prevail. We want him to set our goals. Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, right? The desires in our heart should be planted there by God. He puts those dreams and desires in us, the things he wants to accomplish in and through us. Long ago, before when we were first starting JFO, we had no idea what we would be doing this whole Care Portal thing. Care Portal didn't even exist at the time, but God began to set out that plan for us. So write down what God is showing you and set some goals around that. Make your goals part of your daily prayer list. bring them before the Lord regularly. Prayer is vital for actually accomplishing your vision. Prayer gets us ready. Now we need to get set. Like I said, Kathy and I meet regularly to set and review our goals and the calendar for JFO. You could meet with your spouse, a friend, your parents, a mentor, someone to share your goals with, make plans together, hold each other accountable, meet quarterly to review your progress. It's more fun when you have a buddy, right, Kathy?
Absolutely.
We're having fun doing this together. So we're ready. We're set. Now it's time to set some goals. So how are you going to meet your goals? Kathy is going to share some of that with us. What do you got, Kathy?
So we basically concentrated on three different tools, and the first one being a personal planner. I think we've found that there are quite a few different planners out there. Specifically, there's some that are Christian, and we found one in particular. It's called the Living Well Planner that we're using this year. And the woman who designed it focuses very much on setting goals, not just big goals, but also the daily and weekly goals as well. And the other tool that we are using is a wall planner. We started last year with just a 2-month wall planner, and that was actually a big step for us. And now we have the entire year planner. It probably takes up about 5 feet of our wall, but the fact is that big vision, big picture, keeping that big picture focus is very helpful so that you can be careful not to get caught up in the minutia and you just keep focusing on what the bigger plan is.
Yeah. Can I just jump in really quick with the wall planner? Now, if you're listening, you might not need a 12-month wall planner plastered to your wall. Like Kathy said, we started out with a 2-month planner. Basically, she came in one day and slapped that on the wall because I think she was tired of coming in each day and being like, okay, so what do we need to accomplish today? And I'd be like, well, it's all in my head. So now we have it all on the wall. But we happen to see this 12-month wall calendar, and I'm a visual person. So now when we can see, okay, our fundraising banquet is in September, we can put that on the wall and we can look at September and we can back up all the way. Okay, we're in January. What do we need to do each month as we work towards planning that banquet? So it's definitely helps us to see our goals and see the time that is set before us. And I know that you can't, through listening to this podcast, see what we're talking about, but we are going to do a blog post and we're going to share pictures of our wall calendar and our planners and even our vision boards. When we start talking about them, I hope you'll be as excited about that as I am, but definitely, you know, have at least a full month calendar on your wall at home somewhere or in your office where you can plot out your month or maybe even 2 months. But it's very important to kind of see that big picture and then zero down. Yes. And Kathy mentioned the personal planner. Last year for 2019, I used the Christian planner, which I liked very much. This year, another friend told us about the Living Well planner, and that was so colorful and fun. I was like, I want that. So it's kind of a blank planner that you fill in even the dates, and you can start it any month you want to. Right. So if you're listening to this and it's already February or something and you're like, oh gosh, I wish I'd gotten that, you can still get it and you fill in the dates. It doesn't have to start in January on January 1st. You can start it any month of the year because it's blank blocks on the calendar. You fill those in. So I've done different things like that, but it's definitely a way to take charge of your life. I used to have a calendar book where I wrote appointments because at one point we had 8 kids living home and life was crazy and I needed to keep track of doctor's appointments and dentist appointments and this and that. And basically what happened is my calendar started to control my life. I would get up in the morning and realize, oh my word, this week I have 5 doctor's appointments I have to take kids to, and I was feeling like very overwhelmed. So when you can have a planner and you can set your goals for your week and your month and your day, you can take back that time and manage your time in a much better way. Sorry, I totally steamrolled you there.
No, that's perfectly fine. I do use at home the 2-month wall planner. I've done that for years and it's extremely helpful. So on a personal note, that's what I do at home. But here, we, you know, I think we're going to be really happy being able to see the big, big picture with doing the whole year. And then the third tool that we're using is, as Sandra had mentioned, is the vision board. I did one several years ago for personally. I was actually living in Ohio at the time. And this is true story. On that vision board, I put pictures of a lake and a house on a lake and my husband on a motorcycle. None of these things did we have. And it's just amazing how we have manifested. Just, I mean, God has provided us with.
Because you moved to New York.
We moved to New York.
And you have a house on a lake.
We now have a house on a lake.
And your husband is very happy on his motorcycle.
He is. We had a lot of other things on the board too, though. And my heart for doing this work was definitely planted. I think a seed was planted all the way back then because I had been doing, you know, ministry working in a church, and I knew I wanted to work more boots on the ground, you know, working more in a para ministry. So it's amazing how God has provided. But the vision board, it's very fun. Basically, you can go to the magazine rack and pick out some fun magazines, kind of things that might speak to you. Then we also went and just purchased framed, just like poster frames that come with a, sometimes they're plastic, sometimes they're, you know, glass. But it basically gives you like the framework for what you're going to build the board around and then or inside of. And then you just start clipping. It could be scriptures. It can be that speak to you. It can be obviously pictures that speak to you. You can do a lot with different words. You can pull a word at a time and build your own sentence if you want to, whatever speaks to you. And of course, prayer is a really big part of this. You want to make sure that you're seeking God's vision to be your own vision. So as you're doing that, you know, it's just very fun. So we just started by making all these fun clippings and then arranging them onto the board. And if you buy, like I said, if you buy the poster frame ahead of time, then the whole thing just comes together. You just pop it in the frame and it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
We're looking at Sandra's right now and it's amazing.
We went to Walmart and got, you know, a pretty frame mm-hmm. and it's like an 18 by 20 or a 16 by something. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And I just had a great time going through magazines and, you know, for my personal vision board, I included everything from, you know, one of my goals is just really to grow in Christ and to be in his word every morning. And then this word kept coming to me. I kept finding actually things in magazines using the word resolve. And I realized, you know, it's time. I want to take that resolve and be determined mm-hmm. to accomplish my goals. And I found this little saying in one of the magazines, resolve can unify a beginning and determine an ending. So you can get resolved and that can kind of get you, you know, out of the gate, running towards your goals. But then when you're determined to meet your goals, you will be successful in mm-hmm. the end. And mm-hmm. one of my big, huge goals has been, I've been writing a book. If anybody knows me, they probably think I sound like a broken record, right? Because I'm talking about, I'm writing a book because I've been writing a book for like 5 years or 6 years by now, on and off. And it wasn't something that, you know, the Lord told me to do it. And I sort of dabbled in it and always thought, oh, I'll finish it one day. And then life would happen because I never made it a priority. I never set a goal. And then last year, in 2019, I said, I'm going to have this book. I'm going to finish it and self-publish it in, by fall of 2019. And then God actually had a completely different plan and connected me with a publisher. I have a writing coach. So now I have deadlines. And every 2 weeks I have to meet with this coach and I have to turn in, you know, like 25 pages of rewrites and edits for my book. But now I have this whole plan and I have a goal and I know that this year my book will be published. We will have it in print. I'll have it in my hands, hopefully this summer or by even late spring. And that's a big part of what is on my vision board, but also even things for my health. eating well and getting exercise and things for my family and spending more time with my family, little house decorating stuff I'd like to do. So you can put a little bit of everything, whatever. It doesn't have to be, you know, it can cover all the parts of your life, from your spiritual walk to your family, to your friends, to your job, to your whatever. It can be anything. Put those things on there, and the magazines are fun. We enjoyed like ripping apart one of those Magnolia magazines and with the Fixer Upper folks.
Yeah, Life Beautiful is another one.
Yeah.
It's a really nice magazine, Christian magazine. You'll find lots of really good scripture in there that you can cut out. And
we did. We went to town on all these magazines. So, and maybe you have magazines that, you know, you already subscribed to. You can cut out. It's really like when we were little kids, cutting out of magazines and we can paste them on there. And it's really, really fun. So I've always had mental goals. I kind of always knew in my head what I had to do. But now I'm finding that, you know, making it a prioritizing, writing these things down, I'm more apt to get it done, because before I just kind of did things whenever, and whenever really just didn't always happen. There was a time when my plan and goals, like I said, were in my head, but I'm a little older and wiser now, and I want to be more intentional about reaching my goals. Not to be morbid and say time is running out, but sometimes I feel like, you know, I have so much I want to accomplish, and while I'm healthy and you know, I'm in my mid-50s, I want to be able to accomplish all of these things. Because there is, Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. And there was a time in my life when I was a homeschooling mom. We homeschooled for 16 years. I just did school each day, and I had a routine, but kind of mostly I just did whatever, you know, kids screamed at me the loudest is the kid that got the attention, right? I just kind of went around doing the things that were urgent that needed to be done in the moment. And it was not the best use of my time. And now my two youngest kids are in school. JFO is so busy. And I love everything that I'm doing, but I have to steward the time that God has given me in a much better way. And the planners, the wall calendars, setting goals, doing the vision board, which was so much fun. Those things are all tools to help me to do that. And Kathy and I have even synced up our Google calendar so that when we're working here in the office, we both know what appointments we have and what things have to be done. And we're really excited that being able to use all of these things will help us to have a successful 2020. Kathy, chime in here and add what your thoughts are on this topic.
Well, I just think that the advantage really of doing this, obviously, is seeking God's heart for your life and for your purpose. But also, like you said, so that you don't, you know, 6 months down the road, look back and say, oh man, I just got so caught up in all these small little things that distracted me and I haven't accomplished really anything that I wanted to accomplish. So I think these tools, and there's probably others out there as well, will really help you and help us to make sure we focus on what's really important and we put those at the top of our list, our main priority.
Yeah. And one of the things we love about this,
Living well.
I wanted to say well-planned day. That's the name of the planner that we used when I was homeschooling. Mm-hmm. I used to use a planner. So if you happen to be a homeschool parent, the well-planned day was a great planner as well for homeschool families. But this is the Living Well planner. And you can also, they have these little extra resources that you can, they're magnetic and they can stick on your refrigerator or wherever if you want them to, but it's your daily list, your must-dos, your should-dos, what I would like to do, what others need from me. I wrote dinner because I figured what others need from me when I get home at night, my family wants dinner from me. That's what they're asking. But it's a place where you can check off as you do those things. Mm-hmm. And it feels good when you check off something. Mm-hmm. So even if I did manage to make dinner and I checked that off, that's pretty good feeling. I at least got something done from my list. But it's a way for you to prioritize your day. And there's also one that is, it covers your goals for the week, because sometimes you might not get to something on a certain day, but you know, during the week, this has to get accomplished at some point. So it's very useful tools to just really help us manage the time that God has given us so we could be doing his work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else?
And sometimes it might even mean changing the time schedule that you're living on. You know, I found that my husband and I can stay up sometimes pretty late watching TV, which is absolutely wasted time. Mm-hmm. If I go to bed earlier, I get up earlier. I'm much more able and capable of doing things early. So I'm probably at that time in my life now where I'm ready to make that swap.
And I fall into that trap of the TV, you know, in the wintertime when it's cold and it's darker earlier. And by the time we have dinner and then my husband and I will sit down to watch the news, and it's really hard to get up from that spot. Yes. You know, you're warm, you're cozy. Yes. But, you know, I started thinking last year, I was thinking of people that I know who are successful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I bet they never lay on the couch at night and watch TV. Like, I mean, every once in a while, it's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm not, no condemnation if you're binge watching Netflix later. But, you know, successful people, they set goals and make plans and have vision and they prioritize and they get things done. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to, you know, have those down times and those relaxing times. But if that's kind of sucking your time every night and you're staying up too late, one of the things I had to start doing when I had to have deadlines for my book edits is I started getting up at 5:30 in the morning. My husband starts to get up around 5. So I started getting up with him so I could have a whole hour to work before I had to get my kids up for school. Then I started switching gears and realized, well, really, I need to spend this time with the Lord first. So that first almost hour, I do my devotions, I do my scripture reading, my Bible study, whatever I'm doing to kind of start off right, take my kids to school, come back, and then I'm ready to put in whatever time that I can that morning, whether it's an hour or 2 hours to work on writing. And then there's been nights where if I know I need to reach my deadline and tomorrow I have to meet with my writing coach, I'm going to actually in the evening, not even sit in front of the TV to watch the news, but go right to my office and start doing work. So when you're writing down those goals and you know you have certain things you have to accomplish and certain days they have to be accomplished by, way more productive. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I think we're,
we did it.
Yeah.
We need to get going. We need to get filling out this big 12 month calendar. We just,
we've got a lot to
wall.
Do, don't we?
We have a lot to do. So again, look at successful people. They set goals, make plans, have vision. They prioritize and get things done. We want to be successful. We want you to be successful too. We have a 2020 vision for JFO and for our own personal lives that we've kind of created beautifully and our vision boards. What is your 2020 vision? What's your 2020 vision for your life, for your year? Pray about it and get ready, set, and goal. How about that? I have a reminder, my new book, Orphans No More, A Journey Back to the Father. I keep talking about it, but I promise it will be available mid-2020. It has to be. It's on my vision board. It's in my planner. It's getting done. So stay tuned for that. I can't wait to announce that it's actually available. Also, remember the 2020 vision campaign that we created for JFO. You can help us launch Care Portal in the next two Capital Region counties with a $20 monthly gift or a one-time $240 gift. Give safely and securely on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Click on Donate and then click on 2020 Vision. You can find and follow more episodes of this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, and right on our website. Again, that's justicefororphansny.org. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More, and don't forget to like us on Instagram and Facebook at Justice for Orphans. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.